Welcome back. I have the opportunity now to visit with the Clarinda Community School District and the opportunity to visit with Aiden Johnson. Aiden, how are you?
I'm good, Aaron. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. Just wonderful, Aiden. So, hey, thanks for visiting with me. I appreciate it very much.
Yep, thanks for having me.
So, Aiden, you're a senior. Tell me the activities, all of the activities that you participate in at the Clarinda High School.
Yep. So sports wise, I'm in football, basketball, and tennis. And then outside of sports, I'm in FFA, National Honor Society, our Activities Council, Student Council, and FCA.
What's your, of those, you're a busy guy. I don't know how you squeeze all that in. And you are a waiter at Jay Bruner's as well. Questionable.
Yes, sir.
Questionable, I might add too, Aiden. So, we'll get to that in a minute. Of those activities, what's your favorite?
Oh, that's a tough one. But sports wise, I'd probably say football or basketball. But outside of sports, I really enjoy my time in FFA and FCA.
Very good. I like it. Okay, so what do you say, Aiden? You're a senior. You're involved in a bunch of different activities. What do you say to that young, students, fifth, sixth grade, maybe just a little bit older, that's thinking about activities, what they're going to do through junior high or maybe especially senior high, and encourage them to go out for whatever that extracurricular may be? What do you say to that young person?
Yeah, getting involved in your school not only benefits you, but it also benefits your peers and everyone around you. There's so many lessons you can learn through sports, but outside of sports, there's also so many more lessons, like just the overall betterment of yourself through outside curricular activities. I know for myself, my public speaking and my leadership roles and skills have benefited hugely through both my time in sports and outside of sports and these clubs. So just getting involved in your school also benefits all your peers around you, allows you to lead and show kind of them that it's okay to be involved in both sports and some of the clubs that your school offers.
I like it. Great answer, Aiden. Absolutely. So who are your parents, Aiden?
Melanie and Andy Johnson. They are both teachers at our school. My dad is the FFA advisor and agriculture teacher at the high school. And my mom is a second grade teacher.
All right. So president of the Activities Council, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And this is the first year for the Activities Council, right?
Yes, this is something that Mr. Bales got going when he got here this year, and going to try and make it an everything year. So
what do you do? So Activities Council overall, tell me what are some of the things you do on the Activities Council?
Yeah, our Activities Council is made up of kids all the way from 7th grade through 12th grade, and it's kids involved in all sorts of activities, whether that be sports, theater, FFA, clubs, FCCLA. And our mission is really just try to make sure our activities get a student point of view in everything we do, and then find ways to betterment our activities and create an equal environment for all the activities in our school.
Okay. How many people are on the Activities Council? How many members?
I believe we have around 10.
Okay. So, all right. How frequently do you meet?
We meet twice a month, and then some of the other people who are on the maybe chair board meet a little bit more frequently to discuss things that we have planning.
Mm-hmm.
I know right now we're working on, we have a lot of home track meets coming up, as well as home golf tournaments that our Activities Council is going to be helping out with, whether that be live scoring or making sure everything runs smoothly. And then we are also in charge of all the pep rallies at our school.
Wow. That's a lot, Aiden.
Yeah, it is.
So, and you're the president. So did you know it was going to be so involved when you got involved in it?
Mr. Bales kind of laid it out for me, kind of the responsibilities, but I knew it was something that I could challenge myself with and take roll of, and I've enjoyed it so far.
Very cool. So you're a senior. It's been a great, junior high school career. What's next for you, Aiden? After high school, after graduation, what's next?
Yep. So I will be attending Iowa State University with a major in history education, and I'll also be a student equipment manager for the football team up there.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool. So you want to be a teacher?
Yeah.
What are you going to do after college? Where are you going with that?
I haven't decided where I'm going yet, but I know I'll be in a high school somewhere coaching and teaching. So.
All right. Now, are there activities coming up in the near future, be it track meets or otherwise, that we need to be aware of and that are going on with the school?
Yeah. So we have our Cardinal Relays in April, as well as our Girls Home Golf Tournament and our Boys Home Golf Tournament. That is the third week of April, I believe. So our Activities Council will be helping run those. And it's nice because it gets those kids a day out of school to run those meets. So
okay. And so that's coming up. So you'll be busy with that and, you know, taking care of that. So Aiden, I'm going to divert the conversation here a little bit. Okay. You ready for this? I mentioned that you are a waiter at Jay Bruner's, and I know this because to Jay Bruner's and we see you there at Jay Bruner's. I have to know there's some TikTok trend where you serve your food and then you take the food away immediately. Was that set up was that you or was that Mr. Bales that set that up? That's what I need to know. I need to know where to point my distaste for this event that was thrust upon me, Aiden, in a rude way, I thought. So tell me about this. How did this come about?
That was all Mr. Bales and your daughter on that one. So it took some convincing to me to do it. I didn't want to do it, Aaron. I really didn't want to do it.
So but, people are curious. Here's the deal. So I think, is it TikTok? I'm not into TikTok a whole lot, Aiden. So is it TikTok trend?
I believe that's it. Yes.
Okay. So you serve the meal, you take one bite, and then it's quickly whisked away from you. And that's exactly, you played it up perfectly, Aiden. How much planning was involved in this?
We sat in this office and plotted on it for a while. So it took some planning.
Okay. Well done. It was all in good fun though. And I did get my prime rib back and it was great too, by the way. And the service was fantastic. So Aiden, when you're not at school, now you're busy. I mean, you're involved in a number of athletic activities and clubs, FFA, FCA, I think you said, NHS, a lot of activities. Yep. But when you're not at school, what's fun? What are your hobbies? What do you do outside of the classroom?
Yeah. So I am a huge Iowa State fan. I'm always watching their basketball games, following along, especially now with March Madness, watching all that. And then I just, you got to find time to hang out with your friends, still be a high school kid, even though you're involved in all these activities and work a every weekend job. So yeah, just finding time for the people around me that mean the most to me and making time for them.
Very good. All right, Aiden. So are you going to be watching the game, the ISU game upcoming here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. What's your prediction?
I think we'll win pretty handily.
Okay. There you go. Spoken like a true fan right there. Aiden, anything else that we need to touch on or we need to cover?
Yeah, we got our so I mentioned the FFA. We got our state convention coming up here in April. We had many contests qualify for the state convention in our chapter, as well as the contest I am in specifically, which is the Program of Activities contest. So we're looking forward to that.
That's in April, you said?
Yes, up in Ames.
What did you know the dates on that?
I believe it is April 20th and 21st.
Very good. Aiden Johnson with me from the Clarinda Community School District, a senior at the Clarinda Schools, and just a real enjoyable person to visit with. Aiden, thanks for visiting with me. It is a pleasure to visit with you, and hope to see you again real soon. Thanks, Aiden.
Thanks, Aaron.